Recorded Books and RB Digital present Starfish Pier, a Hope Harbor novel by Irene Hannon. Narrated by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. Maybe coming back to Oregon had been a mistake. Expelling a breath, Stephen Rourke moved to the stern of the 22-foot fishing boat where he spent his days and double-checked the cleat hitch knot on the mooring line. Secure. Which was more than he could say for his place in the world, or in Hope Harbor. He ducked into the foldaway canvas enclosure that offered a modicum of protection to charter clients on blustery cold days, like this late March Saturday, and dropped into a deck chair, massaging his forehead. From a business standpoint, the day had been productive. For this early in the spring, steelheads had been running better than usual on the river at the north end of town, and his customers had left satisfied with their catches. One of them had even hooked a 20-pounder. On the personal front, however, the day was a total bust. Stephen leaned forward, flipped the latch on a storage compartment, and retrieved the envelope he'd found in his mailbox yesterday, the address penned in Cindy's fluid, curvy handwriting. He pulled out the card, reread the printed verse, and skimmed the best wishes jotted inside by his sister-in-law under a crudely drawn smile icon that had to be his nephew's handiwork. His brother hadn't bothered to sign his own name. Cindy had done the honors for both of them. Stomach kinking, Stephen shoved the card back in the envelope and hunched forward, elbows on knees. Some birthday. No one but fish, a couple of pesky seagulls, and three taciturn customers for company. No cake.